So today we have very good fortune of having Her Grace Savitri Mataji, and she will be enlightening us on Navdeep Dham Mahatme, and it's going to be session 3rd. So Mataji, thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association. Now I hand over this call to you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us. We are going to read from the book Sri Navdeep Dham Mahatmya. Today we are going to finish, you know, the chapter 5. We have already started. Sri Mayapur and Antardweep. Om Ajnana Timira Andasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyo Evacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namanamam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya Chapter 5. So, before that, just to refresh our memory that we have studied already so many important points in our Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela Chapter 3, where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing very wonderfully. Chapter 3, Text 10, at that end of the Dwapar Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Braja Dhamma. 11. Servitude, Dasya, friendship, Sakya, parental affection, Vatsalya, and conjugal love, Shringara, are the four transcendental melas, rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four melas, Lord Krishna is subdued. 12. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Shri Krishna enjoys in Braja with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. 13. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. 14. For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. 15. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi. 16. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. 17. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. 19. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. 20. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. So in this way, we understand why Sri Krishna again appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants us to go to Golok Dham actually. And he gave us the process also. Through Nama Sankirtanam, we can revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada wrote wonderful purports on those verses, what we just, read the translations. Time to time, we have to remember the points that we are hearing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then we will understand everything so clearly about the true mercy or contribution or gifts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the role of Dhamma, of Sri Navadvip Dhamma especially. The goal is to enter into Vrindavan Leela and to become eligible to enter into Vrindavan Leela, we have to take full shelter of Navadvip Dhamma. We have to be qualified. We have to be eligible to enter into Vrindavan Leela. That's why it is so important to understand Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Srila Prabhupada said, Mayapur or Navadvip is my place of worship. Vrindavan is my home. And Mumbai is my office. And it's a fact. Vrindavan is our home. Navadvip is the place of our worship. We worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with full Shanta and Dasya Rasa. Then we can revive very quickly our rasa relationship of Vrindavan or in Vrindavan, Vraja Rasa. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very eager to give us that facility and Dhamma also. So in the fifth chapter of Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, we heard that Srila Jiva Goswami requested Sri Nityananda Prabhu to take him for Navadvip Parikrama. Means to go around all the islands, nine islands of Sri Navadvip Dham. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu also accepted that request. And very happily, he said, so be it. And he said that the Navadvip Dham Parikrama will start from Mayapur. So that is the point we are going to read now from that portion. I'm reading from a book, online book, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya book written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The verses are not there in the book, but I have Bengali book and I'm reading the translations also. Only and main points we are going to discuss more. So Nityananda said, Jiva, today take darshan of Mayapur. Tomorrow we'll tour more extensively. So Navadvip Dham Parikrama begins from Mayapur. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu got up and Jiva followed him with a happy heart. Nityananda moved forward slowly, for his body was extremely agitated and ecstatic with ecstatic love for Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu was engrossed in ecstasy, and his enchanting form was decorated with gold ornaments which glittered and shone. The very feet of Brahma and Shiva cannot attain by meditation were served out to Sri Jiva simply by the mercy of Sri Nityananda. Thus, Jiva followed the Lord, taking the dust of the Lord's feet and smearing it all over his body. Off he went in great happiness. See, Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram. By the personal care of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Jiva Goswami had wonderful darshan, actual darshan of Navadvip Dham. We may go to Vrindavan, we may go to Navadvip or Mayapur. We may not see the actual Dham. To see the actual Dham, we have to have the transcendental knowledge. Shastra Chakshu. With the Shastra Chakshu, Jnana Chakshu, we can see the real Dhamma. We see, also we don't see the reality. To see the reality, we have to have a special kind of eyes, special intelligence, sumedhasa, and special favor from Nityananda, or Sri Balaram, or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they entered first Jagannath Mishra's house. And Nityananda introduced Jiva at the lotus feet of Mother Shachi. Mother Shachi was there at the time. O Mother, this is the magnanimous Sri Jiva, a fortunate and dear servant of Sri Chaitanya. When the Lord said this, Jiva fell over like a tree uprooted by a storm falling at Shachi's feet. He rolled on the ground out of control as he exhibited various symptoms of ecstasy. Mother Shachi mercifully blessed him, and on that very day, in that very house, they took prasada. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, can be approached through Nityananda or Balaram. When Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu shows his personal mercy, care upon us, then it becomes very easy. We cannot surpass the mercy of Guru or Nityananda or Balaram and reach Krishna. So Mother Shachi, Vishnupriya, they cooked very, Ms. Vishnupriya actually cooked various dishes of rice, vegetables, chutney, sweets. And Bamshi Badandas offered the bhoga attentively to Gauranga. Ishana Thakur felt delighted within as he arranged a sitting place and served Nityananda the prasad. In motherly affection, Shachi said, "My child Nityananda ate at your mother's house. Unseen by you, I have made Gauranga eat this. So when you eat, my mind becomes very happy." Hearing his mother's words, Nityananda Rai ate in great bliss. Afterwards, as Jiva took the remnants, he exclaimed, "I am greatly blessed to take prasad in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur." So still that place is there, those things we are going to hear. Yoga Pitha, Mother Shachi's house, Jagannath Mishra's house, on the bank of Ganga. And when you take prasad there, we become so much spiritually gladdened, happy. And we make advancement spiritually. So Nityananda Prabhu took prasad at Shachi Mata's house and Jiva Goswami, and there Bamsi Badam, one special personality, was there. Sri Nityananda Prabhu said, "This Bamsi Badan Prabhu is Bamsi of Sri Krishna, flute of Sri Krishna. He appeared as Bamsi Badan Prabhu." And a wonderful point Sri Nityananda Prabhu speak, how the dear flute of Krishna attracts the jivas. For Krishna means attracts the jivas towards Krishna for one purpose, Maharasa Leela, to take part in Maharasa Leela. As we know, Krishna called out all the gopis or devotees through the sound vibration of the flute. Flute plays very important role in attracting the devotees for Maharasa Leela. So that point we are going to hear now. Regaining Lord Nityananda Bhatt, as they described this, the Jiva and Bamsi Badan also cried in response, means how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to perform his pastimes in Jagannath Mishra's house, and also Nityananda Prabhu showed Jagannath Mishra's temple where he would daily worship Lord Vishnu and also Tulasi Bower. This is very important in our life also, to worship Tulasi Maharani every day, because Lord Chaitanya also used to worship Tulasi Maharani, and also he used to make circumambulation. And Jagannath Mishra Shachi Devi also used to worship Tulasi Devi and Vishnu. And there was a nimba tree which disappeared by the Chaitanya's touch. So Nityananda Prabhu actually showing the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Shachi. Still, we can go to Yoga Pita and see that place, and you can experience that presence actually. It's so powerful, very potent place. So Jiva was agitated with love as he remembered the Lord's pastimes, and he rolled on the ground in Shivas's courtyard. Now then they went to Shivas Thakur's house, means Shivas's courtyard. Shivas's courtyard is also not far from Yoga Pita. Whoever goes to Mayapur can see those places, Yoga Pita, Shivas Angan. And we know in Shivas Angan, Lord Chaitanya performed nighttime Sankirtan Leela for one full year. So Jiva Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu went to Shivas Thakur's house, 200 meters to the north of Yoga Pita. With a joyful mind, Nityananda Prabhu showed all those places to Jiva. And also he said that then just as Jiva was getting up, he saw Gauranga dancing wonderfully amidst his intimate associates in Sankirtan. Advaita, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Haridas were dancing and singing, and they were joined by Shuklambara and hundreds of others. Seeing this, Jiva became unconscious with ecstatic love. Still, the Sankirtan Leela can be, experienced by a very fortunate soul, because Sankirtan Leela is also eternal Leela, still going on in Shivas Thakur's house. Actually, whole Navadvip Dham, in every atom, in every place, the Sankirtan Leela can be experienced. A very pure soul can perceive, still perceive, very powerful experience actually. Still, it is there. And all those personalities, the Panchatattvas, were there during the Sankirtan Leela in Shivas Thakur's house. Regaining his consciousness, he could no longer see pastime. Jiva Goswami began to cry and lament, why couldn't I be Couldn't I have taken birth a little earlier? I have not been fortunate enough to enjoy the bliss of such kirtana. Nityananda's mercy is unlimited, however, for by his grace I have been fortunate for the moment's time. My wish is to stay here forever so that the troubles of material existence will go far away. But the Lord's order is stronger than the servant's wish. My heart is beating wildly at the thought of leaving Mayapur. Srila Jiva Goswami was speaking that like that. Because it's so enchanting, the Sankirtan Leela. Here also, every Sunday we experience Sankirtan Leela is so enchanting. Because Sankirtan Leela is none other than La Rasa Leela in Vrindavan. And each and every fortunate soul is spontaneously attracted to the sound vibration of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the tune, the music, the singing and dancing. A whole world can join in this Sankirtan Leela or in Rasa Leela. Same Leela in Navadvip is known as Sankirtan Leela. Rasa Leela is known as now Sankirtan Leela. And to join in the Sankirtan Leela, no one has to have any prior qualification. Just we have to have the desire. That's it. And the devotees are so kind. They make circle, right? They dance in a circle form. And they invite all the shy or new devotees to join in that circle. And that is the circle, Rasa Mandala. And in that Rasa Mandala, we experience so much love of Krishna and we become happy instantly. And this is only required at this age to eradicate the misunderstanding between man to man, and between nation to nation, between one religion to another religion, whatever conflicts, whatever disagreements, misunderstandings are there, can be eradicated completely by performing mass sankirtan, where each and everyone can join, make a big circle, and dance. And glorify the Supreme Lord in singing together, dancing together, and chanting together. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. See, Srila Jiva Goswami wished to stay in Mayapur forever. And he said, my heart is beating wildly at the thought of leaving Mayapur. Mayapur is so attractive dham. Means when we really realize the real glories or mercy of Mayapur dham, we would not leave. Although at present many devotees say, in Mayapur, sometimes we experience the flood. And for that, we are not that eager to go there or make a residence. Going there is fine, visiting fine, means to stay there. But people are mostly willing to stay in Vrindavan. Yes, it is fine. But why the flood happens there in Mayapur? Because Mother Ganga wants to touch the lotus feet of Gauranga. Whenever she desires most, there is flood. Everywhere you see Ganga. Just like in Vrindavan also, during Lord's Advent time, the Yamuna river also wanted to touch the lotus feet of Devi Krishna. And there was a flood in Yamuna. And in Mayapur, generally flood takes place, in 7 years, once in 7 years or in once in 5 years. And that flood is a flood of love of Godhead. Very significant, actually. Nobody can stop flood in Mayapur or in Navadvip Dham. It will happen. Because there is a prediction that Lord Gauranga will inundate the whole world with the love of Godhead. So with the flood of Godhead, and the flood already began in Navadvip, in Mayapur, how can we stop? No one can stop the flood. It will go on. Actually, it will reach everywhere. And it is reaching. Love of God, it is possible to bring each and every one under the banner of Lord Gauranga's mercy, under the banner of Harinam Sankirtan, and make everyone perfectly happy. Because when we taste the love of Godhead, we become happy, perfectly. So this is the point. Nityananda next took Jiva to Advaita's house, 20 meters to the north. Jiva, see the house of Sitanath, Advaitacharya, where the Vaishnavas would meet to discuss Krishna. Sri Advaita worshipped Krishna here and calling loudly, brought this treasure, my Lord Gauranga. So Advaita's house is also a very important place for us to visit and to pay respect. As we know, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, loud calling, Sri Krishna appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to distribute love of Godhead. Irrespective to everyone, means without considering anyone's pious credit or impious credit, without considering anything, just give love to all. And actually it happens. Anyone who experienced love for Krishna, his heart becomes so big. He is able to love everyone on the spiritual platform. This is the real platform of loving everyone. Otherwise, in the material world, I may love someone, I may hate another person. But in spiritual platform or spiritual life, there's no such thing. It is possible to love everyone spiritually. And that is the greatest gift given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After rolling on the ground there, the four men went to the house of Gadadhara, just 10 meters to the east. From that place, Nityananda showed Jiva the various houses of Lord Chaitanya's associates. After seeing the houses of the Brahmana community, they proceeded to the bank of the Ganges in a happy mood. There, at the border of Mayapur, Jiva saw the Vidya Shiva temple. This is very important. So actually, Nityananda Prabhu introducing Jiva Goswami to all the places where the great, you know, personalities used to live. Now they went to see Vidya Shiva temple. So, as we know, Lord Shiva is known as Kshetrapala, protector of the Dhamma. In Vrindavan also, there are so many temples of Lord Shiva. In Mayapur and Navadvip Dham also, there are so many temples of Shiva there. One main temple is known as Vrindha Shiva. Vrindha means old Shiva. Nityananda Prabhu said, he is the guardian of Mayapur. I'm sorry. This is where the Pura Maya energy, Yoga Maya, in charge of spiritual perception, is eternally situated. When our Lord disappears by His desire, the Ganges will swell. The Ganges water will allow cover Mayapur for 100 years, and then the water will again recede. For some time, only the place will remain devoid of houses. Then again, by the Lord's desire, this place will become prominent and people will live in Mayapur as before. All these ghatas on the bank of the Ganges will again be manifest and the devotees will build temples of the Lord. So this is the prediction made by Nityananda Prabhu. He said, you know, this Mayapur Dham or Navadvip Dham is eternal Dham. Mayapur actually, eternal Dham. He's talking about Mayapur mainly here. And sometimes the Mayapur Dham means Yogapit and Sivash Angan. Then this Dhamma will disappear by the will of the Lord, means it will submerge in the Ganga water. Ganga will flood over there and the land would not be visible. And again it will come out, become visible. So flood cannot be stopped there. And as we know, the Dhamma, Manavadi Dhamma or Mayapur Dhamma was unknown for many years by the will of Lord Gauranga. Again it appeared, and our Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually rediscovered the Yogopit, the main places of the pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that prediction was there by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The verse number 73 and 74 actually very important in this chapter. That Nityananda Prabhu said, Eishab ghate gangatire puno have prabhur mandir koribeno bhakta shave adbhut mandir ek hoibe prakash gaurangir nitya seva hoibe bikash. So verse number 73 and 74 are very important in this chapter, because that prediction is coming to be fulfilled, coming to be true, and would become complete within our lifetime. So all those ghatas on the bank of the Ganges will again be manifest, and the devotees will build temples of the Lord. So on the bank of Ganga, actually, in Mayapur, we can see so many temples are there. It was predicted by Nityananda Prabhu. And then he said, one exceedingly wonderful temple will appear from which Gauranga's eternal service will be preached everywhere. This is the point. Adbhut mandirak hoibe prakash, Gaurangir nitya seva hoibe vikash. And that is known as TOBP. For us, Adbhut Mandir, and it's very, very amazingly big and wonderful temple. And this temple will attract the fortunate souls from all over the world, from all corners of the planet, as predicted by Nityananda Prabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu's eternal service will be preached everywhere. Already that preaching started by Srila Prabhupada from Chaitanya Math temple of Mayapur. Amazingly potent temple from where Srila Prabhupada received the potency and blessings from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he established so many temples all over the world. And he started the movement which is known as ISKCON, very auspicious movement. The name ISKCON is so auspicious for us, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu's service is being preached everywhere. How to worship Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu? By Sankirtan, Harinam Kirtan, Harinam Japa, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Sankirtana Yagni Prayas Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Lord Chaitanya appeared with his associates, with his weapon, with his devotees, and he is worshipped by Sankirtan Yagna. How to worship Lord Gauranga? With Sankirtan Yagna, by Japa Yagna, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And who will worship? who are Sumedhasa, who have very special kind of intelligence, special mercy of Lord. To realize the holy name is Krishna, and it is the process of worshipping the Supreme Lord at this age of Kali, is very rare actually. Very rare. It takes a lot of time. It is not so easy to realize this point. Once we realize, we become so much confident in our spiritual life. And we make sweet progress in our spiritual life. Because we can worship Gauranga anywhere, everywhere, by chanting Hare Krishna. Constantly we can worship. And under any circumstances, the worship should be a pratihata, ahaitukiya pratihata. And that can be done by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we can fulfill all the principle of bhakti, devotional service, by adopting this process as Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given to us. And Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Gita, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, it is possible. So this is the way in this Kali Yuga we can achieve perfection of our life. So Vridha Shiva is being worshipped in Mayapur with Pauramaya or Maya Devi. Due to Pauramaya or Maya Devi, the land is known as Mayapur. So this is the point. And Lord Shiva and Maya Devi or Mahamaya or Durga Devi, they are protecting Mayapur. So Nityananda Prabhu said, Pauramaya and Vridha Shiva will again come and perform their duties of revealing the spiritual dhamma according to the Lord's desire. So we go to the temple of Lord Shiva and Maya Devi, Pauramaya, and we beg their mercy, because they are actually revealing the spiritual dhamma to us. And that service has been given to them by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is a wonderful arrangement. Hearing this, Jiva folded his hands, and then taking hold of Nityananda's lotus feet, he said, O Lord, you are the cause of Shesha. You expand yourself as a Dhamma and the Holy Nama. Holy Dhamma and Holy Nama. And you are the shelter of the various forms of the Lord. Even though you act according to the Lord's desire, still you are the Guru of all living entities, and all energies rest upon you. Of course, whoever distinguishes between you and Gauranga is considered by the wise to be a rascal. O omniscient Supreme Lord, you have descended to display your pastimes. One doubt has come into my heart. Please tell me where Shiva and his consort will go when the Ganges hides Mayapur. So wonderful point also we are hearing now, because Nityananda Ram is Swayam Balaram, and Srila Jiva Goswami is glorifying Nityananda Ram, saying, you are the cause of Shesha. You expand yourself as Dhamma and Nama. This is a very important point. Without the mercy of Nityananda or Balaram or Guru, how can we understand the reality? You are the shelter of the various forms of the Lord. Even though you act according to the Lord's desire, still you are the Guru of all living entities. This point must be understood by us. You know, Balaram Jayanti is coming. We hear Balaram Leelas also. But we also understand Tattva. That is the point. Tattva must be understood very deeply for us. Krishna Tattva, Balaram Tattva, Nityananda Tattva must be understood by us. Now he actually said that we should not distinguish between Gauranga and Nityananda. Also he said, can you tell me when Mother Ganga hides Mayapur? Means Mayapur is drowned under the Ganga water during flood time or during the course of her movement. Sometimes Ganga Nadi or Mother Ganges moves this way or that way, you know, river. So sometimes Mayapur Dham goes under Ganges River. Ganges River is very wide actually in Mayapur. Very wide. So where then Lord Shiva and his consort, Mayadevi, they reside. Nityananda said, listen to my words, Jiva, please. Look at the land of the west side of the Ganges. That high sandy shore is called Paradanga. A community of Brahmanas live there. North of that is the bank of Ganges, which the wise known as Chinadanga. At that place, a village will be established where Shiva and his energy will stay for some time. Who can properly describe the glories of the river bank called Pulina? There, when the Ganges flows, is the location of the Rasa dance. Pulin, Rasa dance. That location is also there in Mayapur. Only a sandy place of land is visible to the naked eye. But the place is a jewel-like eternal dhamma where transcendental pastimes take place. Mayapur is considered Gokula Mahabana and Paradanga is Chattikara or presently Chattikara and that place Pulina is Vrindavana, which Sri Rasa Mandala. Later, the sound of tumultuous Kirtana will be heard here. Rasa Mandala is still there in Pulina, where Lord Gauranga used to perform Sankirtan Rasa Leela, Sankirtan Rasa Leela or Sankirtan Leela. So this is a very secret point to understand. Vrindavan Pulin means Jamuna Pulin. Pulin means bank where Lord Krishna is to perform Rasa Leela. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan Leela is the same Rasa Leela. There is Mayapur and Sri Pulina, and in the middle flows Ganges. O magnanimous one, you should understand that all of this is the abode of Gauranga. One who walks these five crushes of the Dhamma will see Mayapur and Sri Pulina. And whoever walks their five crushes with the devotees on Falguna Purnima day receives the eternal treasure of love of God. This point is being said by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. So, the spiritually very potent points we are hearing. If we are interested with a single point, how to develop love of Krishna, then we must submit ourselves at the lotus feet of Gauranga and Nityananda. Realize this point. And that is the real point of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. How to revive our loving relationship with Krishna. This should be our only business, only motive, only purpose of existence. Because without the love, the life is totally, totally useless. That sense of love is always there in the heart. That's why we try to love the family, our friends, our other living beings, countrymen, because the sense of love is there in the heart. Still, we are not satisfied by loving others, because we are missing the one important point, how to love Krishna, how to love God. When we have full love for Krishna or God, then it's so satisfying and easily we can love everyone. The universal fraternity is possible by loving God, through the love of Godhead. Otherwise, it is not possible. Because as we water the root of a tree, the water is supplied everywhere. Similarly, when we offer our love to Krishna, the love expands and goes everywhere. This is the secret point, and that facility is available right now. Provided we have a single aim, that is to develop love of God. O Jiva, here a confidential topic. There is a very beautiful deity of Gauranga belonging to Vishnupriya, which in the future will be brought to Satikara by Brahmanas descending from the family of Jagannath Mishra 400 years after Lord Gauranga's appearance in this world. The worship of the deity will be restored to the highest standard, but do not reveal any of this, just do parikrama, feeling internal joy. Actually, that is also true. Beautiful deities are there worshipped by Vishnupriya. Even Vishnupriya used to worship the deity of Gauranga. This is also there in Navadvip Dham. A fortunate soul can go and have a darshan. 6 meters from Vridha Shiva Ghata, see Gauranga's own Ghata. There Gaurahari in his childhood played in the water and pulled many pranks. Seeing the Yamuna's good fortune of taking part in Krishna's pastimes, the Ganges performed penance. For the same purpose, Krishna bestowed his mercy by appearing before Ganga Devi and said, "In the form of Gauranga, I will perform pastimes in your waters." Those pastimes were performed by the Supreme Lord of the Three Worlds, Gauranga. At that ghat, fortunate people who see this place again attain great happiness. What is going on? Let me turn on the light. Yeah. "In the form of Gauranga, I will perform pastimes in your waters." Those pastimes were performed by the Supreme Lord of the Three Worlds, Gauranga, at this ghata. Fortunate people will see this place attain great happiness. So Gauranga Ghata means where Gauranga used to go to take bath of Ganges. So as we know, in Vrindavan, Yamuna river is there. So Ganga Devi also wanted to take part in Krishna's Leela. And so Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip and Ganga Devi also joined him in his pastimes. That desire also we should have. We must envision ourselves in Vrindavan, in eternal Vrindavan. That we are living in Vrindavan with Krishna and taking part in his Leela. And that is the prayer we start in the morning when we worship Tulasi Maharani. "More ei obhilash bilash kunje diobash. Nayone hiribo sada jugalo ruparashi." And this is our desire. Please grant our desire and give us the residence in Vrindavan so we can have wonderful darshan of Shri Radha Krishna. I want to see beautiful form of Shri Radha Krishna all the time. So that should be our desire. We must envision ourselves in the spiritual world as the residents of the spiritual world, Golok Dham. Then our desires will be also fulfilled. East of Mayapur, the land is known as Antardvipa. One paragraph I've skipped. Okay, 30 meters north of Madhai's Ghat, which is known to all. 10 meters north of this lies one ghata that attracts the minds of the townspeople. This exceedingly beautiful ghata is called Barakuna Ghata. It was constructed on Krishna's order by Vishwakarma. At this ghata, you will see 5 Shiva temples with 5 lingas. These 4 ghatas make Mayapur very beautiful. Moreover, whoever takes bath here is relieved of all miseries. Madhai's Ghat is there, very famous. as we know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu delivered two sinners, Jagai and Madai, and they were turned into a great Vaishnavas, great lovers of Krishna. By the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, without delay. This is the point when they submitted themselves under the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Lord immediately excused all the sins and offenses and bestowed the love of Godhead. Their hearts changed immediately, melted completely. Their hearts became the fit place for Krishna. And within no time, they didn't have to go through any austerities. This is the miracle of Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. So by their mercy, anyone and everyone can be turned into a lover of Krishna. East of the Mayapur, the land is known as Antadvipa. By the Lord's desire, this place will remain uninhabited for a long time. Then later, people will again live there and it will be famous as one of the glories of Nadia or Navadvip. Jiva today stay in Mayapur and tomorrow will go to Simantadvipa. So within Antadvipa is the Mayapur. Antadvipa is the center of the lotus-like place of Navadvip, the whole of the lotus, Navadvip Dham. Eight islands are known as the lotus petals all around. Antadvip is the central point, and there is the Mayapur. So, Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami for parikrama of the Mayapur, and he described all those details of Mayapur. Hearing this, Jiva then said, "One question has arisen. Please listen. When Ganga Devi again uncover Mayapur, by what signs will the devotees be able to rediscover and concealed sites? Rediscover the concealed sites?" Good questions were asked by Jiva Goswami, because we are hearing again and again about the Mayapur Dhamma, that sometimes it would remain visible, sometimes it would not be visible. It would become invisible. So it will be uncovered again. This is the point. So he asked a question, please, when Ganga Devi again uncovers Mayapur, by what signs will the devotees be able to rediscover the concealed sites? Hearing this, Nityananda Prabhu answered with nectar-like words, "Listen, Jiva, when the Ganges covers this place, one corner of Mayapur will remain intact. Many Yavanas will take up residence there, yet the name will remain Mayapur. About 1,000 meters southwest of the remaining place, one will see a slightly raised area covered with vegetation. That will indicate Jagannath Mishra's house. 10 meters from there is the Vridha Shiva temple, from such measurement one will be able to discern everything. A pond called Shiva Dova will be seen, indicating the previous bank of the Ganges. In this way, by the Lord's will, the devotees will reveal the lotus islands or lost places, known this for certain. In this way, by the Lord's wish, the devotees will reveal the lost places, known this for certain. At the end of 400 years, the task of recovering the lost theatres will begin." Means it is the fact. that after disappearing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gradually the importance of Dhamma were lost. Even Mayapur Dham also became invisible. And later again became visible. And later it was recovered or rediscovered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. So prediction was that after 400 years, the task of recovering of lost tirthas will begin. And that also became true. Sri Jiva said, O Lord, what is the reason for the name Antadvipa? Because this chapter is so nice and so many beautiful points are there. That's why I'm reading actually. Very important things are there to understand. Nityananda Prabhu answered, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Brahma undertook austerities here with a desire to achieve Gauranga's mercy. Brahma had tried to deceive Govinda by stealing the cowherd boys and calves, but when he saw he was defeated by his own tricks, he became miserable and regretted his offense. He entreated Krishna with many prayers and Krishna forgave him. But later Brahma considered, thinking that I am the creator of the universe is useless. Simply because of this fault, I have been deprived of Krishna prema and enjoyment of the rasas of Vrindavan. If I could have taken birth as a coward boy, I could have easily served the master of the gopis. Although I was not able to achieve the nectar of those pastimes, now with Gauranga appears, I will not fail prey to my wicked mind. Thinking like this, Brahma began meditating and performing austerities in Antadvipa. After many days, Gaurachandra mercifully came and said, O Brahma, I am satisfied with your austerities. I have come to fulfill your desire. So there is relationship between Krishna Leela and Navadvipa Leela. These points are there in many scriptures. In many scriptures, the name of Mayapur is nicely mentioned. And still Mayapur name is still there. So, yes, Lord Brahma later wanted to achieve love of Godhead. This should be our motive too. Krishna Prema. He understood, I've been deprived of Krishna Prema and enjoyment of the rasas of Vrindavan, Braja Rasa. This should be also our motivation or our desire. That I should not remain deprived of Krishna Prema. How can I achieve it? At any cost, I have to achieve. I'm ready to take up anything to attain Krishna Prema. That determination must be there. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave the darshan to Brahma. Brahma knew then coming Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna would appear again, but he would appear as Gaurachandra. So he worshipped Gaurachandra and he was able to satisfy Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave him darshan and he said, when Brahma opened his eyes, he saw Gauranga and fell to the earth unconscious. The Lord put his foot on Brahma's head and Brahma was enlightened with transcendental knowledge and began to pray. I am a low and worthless wretch, controlled by pride. Forgetting your lotus feet, I have turned to material sense gratification. I myself, Lord Shiva, and the demigods headed by Indra are your subjugated servants. This is written in scripture, but we are not so fortunate as your pure servants, and thus Maya covers us with the net of illusion. the first 100 trillion years of my life have passed, and I have been forced to realize this at last. How will I spend the second 100 trillion years of my life? If I remain in illusion, I will simply suffer. My only prayer is that I may become your associate when you manifest your pastimes. Having given up the illusion that I am the creator, I want to take birth in your association and sing your glories. Such a wonderful prayer spoken by Lord Brahma. And he said, you know, I have wasted my 100 trillion years in pursuing sense gratification, not pursuing how to develop pure love of Krishna. So at the end of that big time, he realized this point. Now he said, how will I spend the second 100 trillion years of life? Means one day of Brahma. Like each day of Brahma is like that, 100 trillion years. We must also think that every day is just being wasted without having that love of Godhead. My time is running out. Every moment is so precious. And most of my life already been wasted without attaining this love of Godhead. Because I never desired that. Now, right now, I am coming to my senses, you know. Yes, this is the most treasure wealth I want, you know. Love of Godhead. So, what I want, as Brahma says, my only prayer is that I may become your associate when you manifest your pastimes. Having given up the illusion that I am the creator, I want to take birth in your association and sing your glories. So this should be our, you know, prayer. We must envision ourselves in the spiritual world. As the resident in the spiritual world, we must be there as one of the associates of Lord Krishna in his pastimes. We must desire to be transferred to the spiritual world. But taking birth in your association where your pastimes are going on means in any Brahma, Vrindavana, when Krishna appears to perform pastimes, there also you can take birth as a resident of Vrindavan, the Bhoma Vrindavan. So this should be our only desire. And Lord Krishna, by understanding the seriousness of our desire and intention, he will definitely reciprocate. So this is a very wonderful prayer that Brahma said. Just the next para I'm just reading. Hearing Brahma's prayers, Lord Gauranga benedicted him, saying, so be it. When my pastimes become visible on earth, you will take birth in a Yavana's house. Your name will be Haridas Thakur. And you will be famous for your humility and completely free from all pride. You will chant 300,000 names a day. And when you pass from this world, you will be seeing me, and at the end of the second 100 trillion years of your life, you will attain Navadvip Dhamma and be absorbed in eternal rasa. So this is the point, how we should spend our time. We have to understand, uselessly or usefully. See, in Bhagavad Gita, we understand we are eternal souls. Our life is never ending, right? Life is also eternal. We are everlastingly living. There is no, like the lifespan can be calculated with the time measure. Okay, I will live 100 years, 200 years. Yes, body can be like that. We can measure the lifespan of the body, not the soul. We are eternal. So by realizing that point, one problem also comes with that. By realizing that we are eternal, we never die, we never take birth, there is a problem also. What is the problem? Problem is how to utilize the time, eternal life. What to do with this eternal life? That's the problem actually. What should I do with my never-ending life, eternal life? What to do? Just like we try to spend time wisely. What to do with my life? We think very deeply about how to lead the life, what to do with my life. Similarly, what to do with our eternal life. That's the point. Now, Brahmaji is also speaking, you know. All my other life, you know, times are already wasted because I was bereft of Krishna Prema. But now I don't want to, you know, miss any time without Krishna Prema. That should be our also desire. What to do with my eternal life? Should I just go on living without any real advantage, real importance, real value? Or should I live with real value, that is Krishna Prema? It is possible. And Brahma also wanted to be free from that pride that I am the creator, I am something, I am big man. He wanted to become humble. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also bestowed that mercy. Yes, you remain very humble. And he wanted to glorify Lord. So he said, yes, you will chant the holy name of Lord all the time. So glorifying Lord is also no problem. If we can go on chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in a humble mood it is possible. That's the fact. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his benedictions to Brahma. So, yeah, although I thought, you know, I would finish the whole chapter, I couldn't do. So, because this chapter is really big and so wonderful, nice points we are hearing from Sri Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. So, therefore, we took time to discuss those points. And next time, we'll start from there, you know, that Brahma's reply. Lord Gauranga says that you will become, you will take birth in a Yavana's house, means Muslim's house, Yavana's, and your name will be Haridas Thakur. So those predictions were there. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you for hearing this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranamal, Klushishna Prabha. Very, very wonderful class, Mataji. Actually, while you were reading now, it was seeming that as you are like realizing everything and you are telling everything, it was very nice.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to realize that for sure. I'm trying.
Mataji, I have one question, that who is Vamshi Vadana? I don't have much knowledge about Chaitramrita.
Yeah, we didn't touch much at that point. Vamsi Vadana is a devotee personality who lived in Jagannath Mishra's house with Ishana Prabhu. Ishana Prabhu was the servant. Vamsi Vadana Prabhu is a devotee. So Vamsi Vadana, Nityananda Prabhu said, is the flute of Lord Krishna, means incarnation of Lord's flute. And through the flute, Lord Krishna would attract the devotees for Rasa Leela. He would invite, right? Krishna invites all the gopis to join him in Rasa Leela through the flute sound. So Vamsi Vadana Prabhu can bestow our that attraction for Krishna. That was the point made by Nityananda Prabhu in the book. I didn't touch much that point. Yes, that was the point.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, is there anyone else who has any question and comment for Mataji? Please go ahead.
Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you so much again. Your classes are always so enlightening and so exciting to listen to, and so much knowledge we gain. I just wanted to say that the point that I really liked was the one when you said that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtana Yajna that we perform on Sundays, and we bring everybody in, and we join in a circle, and we bring them in, and we ask them to join. We are actually performing the Rasa Lila. That was very, very sweet, and it's such a nice understanding of how that the Lila of Krishna continues as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime continues. So thank you very much, Mataji. The other thing I thought was I guess for me was just questioning this morning. I haven't had time to do Tulsi Puja separately. So I usually, when I have Tulsi there, and so when I'm offering, you know, the puja to the deities on the altar, Tulsi is also there. And so I'm offering to her, you know, incense and ghee lamp and everything. And I was just thinking this morning, I said, you know, I should actually be doing Tulsi Puja separately for her. I have to make time. Life is so busy. And then I was thinking, you know, how important is it? And then you answer that question during the class, and I said, okay. So I thought, okay, Krishna is giving me the message. I need to make time for this. So thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. So nice. Yes, those are very wonderful points you said.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Gaurangi.
Yeah, just two quick things. One is, how each of the islands represents one of the nine limbs of devotional service. So Antardweep represents which one?
Surrendering everything to Lord.
Surrendering everything.
Yes, okay. The last one.
Yeah.
Atma Nivedanam.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the other thing was, early in your talk, you said that our home is Vrindavan and Mayapur is where we should worship. So
yeah, worship of, Bhajan Kutir, yeah. Worship of God or Krishna, yeah. Means bhajan.
Yeah, I was wondering, yeah, why this like distinction, you know? In other words, you know, why, you know, you could have just as easily have said, you know, that Mayapur is our home and Vrindavan is where we worship. I was just wondering why the worship was associated with Mayapur and the home Vrindavan. Or both could be where we should both have our home and where should we should worship. So I was just wondering about the fact that you made distinction.
Yeah, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that. Actually, Vrindavan is our home. That we understood from Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? Also from Bhagavatam. And in Vrindavan, Krishna is never worshipped the way we worship, isn't it? their offering of their love is the worship. Very mysterious place. Vrindavan is very, very mysterious place where the mode of worship is totally, totally different. Means it is beyond our normal understanding, isn't it? Where Mother Yashoda, when chastises the baby Krishna, this is the worship. By showering her motherly love upon Krishna is the worship. By grooming Krishna, by taking care of Krishna, by chastising Krishna, she is worshipping Krishna.
Well, I was thinking of, you know, a couple of similarities. One is that, I mean, between the residents of Mayapur and the residents of Vrindavan, I was thinking that, you know, they both worship in the sense that, you know, in both places, you know, I mean, we all understand that they're one, but in both places, you know, there's incessant chanting going on, right, of his
names.
And in both places, for example, when Krishna returns home from being in the forest with his friends, you know, she lights, that's what I heard anyway, that she does also light ghee lamp for him, you know.
Yes. She is not worshipping like God. It's showing her affection. It's different. You know, what is the point here? Worshipping means with awe and reverence or veneration. Because I'm a tiny soul. I'm a very tiny soul of Supreme. Supreme is unlimited, infinite. I'm infinitesimal. Very insignificant part of Krishna. So naturally a soul is inclined to worship God and remain subjugated, remain submissive, and a soul bows down before God. That was the point in the third chapter of Adilila. You know, in the beginning of this class, we quoted some verses. I read some verses from Adilila chapter 3, where the reasons for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been given, right? Krishna was thinking, you know, the whole world is worshipping me. And by worshipping, mean awe and veneration. They cannot develop full-fledged love for me. Love is very weak in that rasa. Braja rasa is very mysterious kind of rasa, you know, Braja rasa. Although Dasya rasa is there, it is not the same way in Vaikuntha. And Krishna said, if one performs, you know, worship with awe and veneration, they will come to the Vaikuntha. They will not come to Vrindavan. How to bring all the fortunate souls to Vrindavan? That was the point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna making. That's why he came, in Kali Yuga, to give us the process, how to go to Vrindavan straight. And he said, those points we discussed before the class, before reading of the Navadvipa Mahatma, time to time we have to remember that point. Give us the process, how to revive our Braja Rasa. And that is the whole point, Nama Sankirtan. And worship of God in this Kali Yuga is through chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the point from Srimad Bhagavatam we understand. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam. And this is special Krishna, devotee Krishna. We must worship devotee Krishna. Place of worship also, Navadvip, to become fully eligible. How to become eligible? To enter in Braja Rasa, Braja Dhamma, or Braja Leela, the whole process is for that. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by taking full shelter of Navadvip Dhamma and by performing Dasya Bhakti to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Worship means chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Main process of worshipping, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, personally or congregationally. And Vrindavan Dham, Krishna is never worshipped by anyone. Different, not with awe and veneration. The covered boys, boyfriends, you know, they play with Krishna. They worship Krishna through their friendship. They give so much pleasure by the offering of their friendship to Krishna, by joking with Krishna, playing with Krishna, fighting with Krishna, quarreling with Krishna, pulling Krishna, you know,
That is the worship. And the elderly gopas and elderly gopis, they worship differently by showering parental love on baby Krishna, by blessing Krishna, by protecting Krishna. Like that, they're always worried how to keep Krishna safe. That is their mode of worship. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the covered girls, the maidens, covered maidens, they're serving Krishna as the girlfriends of Krishna. Unbelievable. By loving Krishna, that is their worship. Yes, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you said mantra chanting or glorification is there. Yes, that is also that gopi geet, right? In the spiritual world, the gopis chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra under the guidance of Srimati Radharani. When Krishna disappeared from the Rasa Leela, all the gopis were totally devastated, right? Without Krishna, life totally useless, means vacant. The world seemed to be very vacant place. And they came to the bank of Yamuna and sat down. And Radharani, along with all gopis, they wonderfully sang gopi geet, pleading Krishna to appear and accept them as his maid servants. And that is the pleading we do when chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. How to reach Krishna, how to please Krishna. Oh Krishna, please come to us, appear before us. This is the mood of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, same mood. What is Gopi Git? Means the gopis are chanting glorification of Krishna under the guidance of Srimati Radharani. Same thing we are doing in Sankirtan or Harinam Japa under the guidance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then Krishna became so pleased that Krishna appeared and he performed most wonderful Leela, sweetest Leela, Rasa Leela with all the devotees. Same thing, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Nama Sankirtan Leela, with the same mood. All right.
Okay, and in your answer you had said that we should take shelter of Mayapur. Does that mean...
Navadvip, yeah, or Mayapur, yes.
Yeah, does that mean living there? Taking shelter?
Internally, yes. That's the point. Envision yourself. That's the point. Internally. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wonderful instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami. Let me chant those verses. Yeah. Khaite shuite jatha tatha nam lai, desh kal niyom nahi sarva siddhi hai, ki bhojane ki shayane ki ba jagorane, ahar nisho chinta krishna bala habadane, gramya katha na kohibe, gramya katha na shunibe, ভালো না খাইবে আর ভালো না পড়িবে অমানি মানদ হইয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা লবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানুষে করিবে. These are the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. They always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, khaite, shuite. Whether you are reading, you are sleeping, you are going anywhere, just go on chanting. Jatha tatha namla, wherever, whatever. If you go on chanting, deshkal niyom nahi sarva siddhi hai. There's no restriction about the place or time or any rituals. You will attain all perfection. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said many places in Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat how to achieve full success when he described about chanting. ইহা হইতে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার সর্বক্ষণ বল হইতে বিধি নাহি আর. He instructed this to Tapan Mishra in Bangladesh tour. Means, প্রভু কাহে কহিলাম এই মহামন্ত্র ইহা জপ সবে গিয়া করিয়া নির্বন্ধ ইহা হইতে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার সর্বক্ষণ বলে ইথে বিধি নাহি আর। মিস চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সেড ফর ওয়ান প্রসেস দ্যাট ইজ নাম সংকীর্তন ইফ ইউ গো ওয়ান চ্যান্টিং হোলি নেম ফ্রম দিস চ্যান্টিং উইল অ্যাচিভ অল দ্য সাকসেস সর্বসিদ্ধি অর সর্বসিদ্ধি ইন হিন্দি অর সংস্কৃত। সো হি গেভ দ্য ইনস্ট্রাকশন টু রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামী গো ওয়ান চ্যান্টিং ইন হোয়াট এভার সিচুয়েশন ইউ আর জাস্ট গো ওয়ান চ্যান্টিং অ্যান্ড হাউ টু চ্যান্ট অমানি মানদ হইয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা লাভে। অমানি মিন্স ইউ ডু নট হ্যাঙ্কার এনি রেসপেক্ট ফ্রম আদার্স বাট ইউ মাস্ট বি ভেরি ইগার টু রেসপেক্ট আদার্স দেন ইউ চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র অ্যান্ড ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানসে করিবে। ইন ইউর মানস মিন্স মেন্টালি অর ইন্টারনালি ইউ শুড গো অন সার্ভিং রাধা কৃষ্ণ উইদিন ইউর সেলফ ইন ব্রজ। সো ইয়েস ফিজিক্যালি আই মে নট লিভ ইন ব্রজ ধাম অর ইন নবদ্বীপ ধাম ইন্টারনালি ইউ মাস্ট লিভ আফটার অল ব্রজ ধাম অর মায়াপুর ধাম ইজ আনলিমিটেড দ্য কনশিয়াসনেস অ্যাকচুয়াল দ্য ম্যাটার when I envision ourselves in Mayapur or in Vajadham, that means we are there. The internal state of consciousness must be connected with Krishna in that. Means we must hanker to be transferred to that place. That was the point when we worship Tulasi Maharani. We pray to Tulasi Maharani, please grant me the residence in Vrindavan. So internally we must be like that, and physical things doesn't matter much. Suppose I may go to Vrindavan now and may worry about my family here or there, you know. My mind is full of some kinds of thoughts other than Krishna Leela. So physically we may be here or there. Fortunate souls can live there, because Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatma will reveal many things. If we are not able to go there and live there, internally we can live there. Miss hankering must be there. That's the point. Is that all right? Hari Bol, is that all right?
Yes, Mahasrachi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
Pranam. Prabhupada has also said that. This Mayapur is my place of worship. And Vrindavan is my home. And Bombay is my office.
Yeah. Yeah. We must remember. Yeah. Bhajan, actually, we sing, right? Dubilo bhakato jano dinohino bhashe. Nitai gunomoni amar, nitai gunomoni. Krishna Prem is such. Dubilo bhakato jano. In the flood, where pure devotees, they go down, deep down inside. Dubili means they are drowned. Nobody can see them, drowned. And dinohina bhashe. We are dinohina, means we are fallen souls who have, you know, little amount of love or little amount of devotion for Krishna. We swim in the flood of love of Godhead. So in Navadvip, so many devotees are there. They are not visible to the public eye. They are very deep, deep. Their bhajan is very deep. Because they are so determined to make this life fully successful. Go back to the pastimes in Krishna. So, actually, Navadvip Dham is the place of worship. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, and you also mentioned. It is.
I didn't mention. You mentioned it.
Well, we all know that. We all know that.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Next.
Thank you. So that's why, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, mainly they lived in Mayapur. Many Bengali Vaishnavas used to live in Mayapur or Vrindavan, two places.
Yes.
You know, Vrindavan, I've seen, many years ago, like 30 years ago, Vrindavan, half of the residents were Bengalis. Now, Vrindavan is now, so many devotees from many parts of India, they live there. Before it was like mostly, means half of the Vrindavan was Bengalis. They used to, all the Vaishnavas used to live either Navadvip or Vrindavan or that Jagannath Puri where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived. Three places were promised.
Yeah. Gauranga's mercy.
Gauranga's mercy, yes. Jai. Yes.
Inconceivable.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, one last thing, Madhuri. It seems like, just as, we start off by worshiping Krishna or Lord Chaitanya in awe and reverence, and then it's like gradually as we progress, it becomes more like spontaneous, like the worship of Vrindavan. So for that reason, because there is that progression, it seems like maybe it's not even advisable to start off by trying to envision oneself as a resident of Vrindavan. The envisioning should start with Mayapur, and then maybe it will gradually, maybe spontaneously we will envision ourselves in Vrindavan. I'm just wondering.
As soon as you envision, from any stage, from day one we can see. From day one we worship Tulasi Maharani, right? If you sing that whole song, it's all about prayer. That please give me facility, to live in Vrindavan means eternal Vrindavan. I may go to Vrindavan and live there. Fine. When we are talking about eternal Vrindavan, the pastime. Bilash Kunje Diyobash, very specific. More Yobilash. Bilash Kunje Diyobash. In the pleasure grove of Krishna. And from the day one we are singing, right? Anyone joins the ISKCON, from that day they sing. They understand. Means a fortunate soul understands. So from day one we can see ourselves in Vrindavan and Samapur. Immediately we realize that Mayapur will make me eligible. So simultaneously it happens. Because same Krishna, same house, just two rooms, you may say. So
it's like what you just said, the residence in Mayapur will make you eligible.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it seem like the vision of oneself in Mayapur should come first, because you need that.
There's no problem at all. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we realize mantra was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he appeared in Navadvip. So Navadvip Dham is also same like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu magnanimous. It happens simultaneously. Yes, it's like you go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, Vrindavan. Actually in the spiritual world two chambers are there, Shweta Deepa, Golok Dhamma in Brahma Samhita is there. Also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I request actually everyone, please read again Adi Leela chapter 3, Adi Leela chapter 4 to refresh our memory. It's so wonderful how Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wants us to go to Golok Dham. It's so wonderful. I think these two chapters will help us very wonderfully. As you are saying, you are pointing out that after we gain the eligibility, then you think that I am in Vrindavan. But it happens from day one, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give us the Vrindavan, Braja Rasa, Braja, where we have to go, the home. And
yes,
of course.
Because I was thinking that, you know, because we always say that we first have to recognize God's greatness before we can, you know, appreciate Him, the Krishna of Vrindavan. So that's why our worship in the beginning is one of awe and reverence. And then comes, you know, that more spontaneous, intimate.
Of course. That is true. What I said, the understanding greatness is required to surrender. That is the Gita. That's why Krishna says, 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshan, 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga. Unless we understand the greatness of Krishna and practically understand 11th chapter, the 10th chapter is Vibhuti Yoga. Understand the greatness of Krishna. And 11th is practical understanding. Then 12th, Bhakti Yoga. Then you surrender and enter Bhakti Yoga. Means surrender. For surrendering unto Krishna, we must have to the understanding of His greatness. Now, with that worship, yes, in the beginning we worship Radha Krishna. It's fine. Gradually we understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, role. More and more, then we understand Mayapur Dhams or Navadip Dhams' importance more and more. It's a fact. First we understand Krishna and Vrindavan. Then we understand Navadvip and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a fact. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam also, 9 chapters are devoted to make us realize about Krishna's different incarnations, glories of different incarnations. In 9 canto, not chapters, sorry, 9 cantos, are devoted for that. And in the 9th canto, Lord Ramachandra's Leela has been revealed. So first understanding Lord Ramachandra, then 10th canto, Krishna Chandra, then 11th canto, Gaura Chandra. Gradually we progress in this way. It's a fact. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is also postgraduate study, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is love of Godhead. When we worship Lord Krishna, or Radha Krishna, or Lakshmi Narayan, we do not much talk about love of Krishna or love of Narayan. But when we understand Gauranga, immediately one point, love of Krishna, Krishna Prema. So this is really, really very advanced topic. You are right in that sense. First understanding Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, then Krishna Chandra, then 11th canto is Gaura Chandra. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. So gradually we, progress that way. But there's no harm to see us from the very first day as the resident of Krishna in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaurangi.
To be continued another time.
Sure. Yeah. But I have one request for everyone. Please read Adi Leela chapter 3, chapter 4 with the purports again. All right. I love to read those chapters myself time to time. All right. Is there anything else? Okay. So can we offer our obeisance to all the devotees?
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji, for your time and association.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Hare Krishna.
All right. Hare Krishna. Mancha kalpataru bhyascha, kripa sindhu eva cha.